This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hello, I'm Jake, speaking to you today from Jodrell Bank, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by a special guest. If you'd like to give yourself a brief introduction.
My name is Bunraksa Suntantham. I'm the research advisor of the National Astronomical Research Institute of Thailand.
So that is NARIT for short, and I'm lucky enough to be working with NARIT. We have some collaborators out there. So it's perhaps fair to say that most of our listeners won't have heard of your organisation, Professor.
Yeah.
So do you maybe want to expand a little bit about who you are and what you do out in Thailand?
Yeah, actually I am one of the founders of the National Astronomical Research Institute of Thailand.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's maybe nearly 10 years ago when we tried to build the National Observatory on the highest mountain of Thailand. But in order to get the funding from the government of Thailand, we need to establish the institute. So we try to set up the institute called the National Astronomical Research Institute of Thailand. And finally, it was founded on the 1st of January 2009.
So this would be, well, coming to 10 years next year.
Yeah, next year we're going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of NARIT.
Excellent.
So in the last 10 years, we have developed several things. The main facility in Thailand is the Thai National Telescope. We managed to build the 2.4 meter optical telescope on the highest mountain of Thailand. We call the Thai National Telescope. And that's the biggest facility in the Southeast Asia. And we also try to get more human resources in astronomy. So I discussed with the Ministry of Science and Technology to offer the scholarship for the students to study astronomy abroad up to PhD. So we already sent maybe nearly 30 students abroad, and they will come back and serve as the researcher at NARIT. Finally, they start to come back now.
So it's very much with an eye towards building up future generations of Thai astronomers.
Right, right.
So, well, I'm lucky enough to work with one of those. Well, not a future. He's now a current Thai astronomer.
Right.
Dr. Supachai, my father.
Yeah, he is one of our researchers at NARIT.
Yeah, and he's been lucky enough to get us some time on that 2.4-meter telescope.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything more you could tell me about the facilities that have been developed?
What
else is going on in Thai astronomy?
Yeah. Since 2017, we got the approval from the Thai government to set up a second astronomy facility in Thailand. That is the 40-meter radio telescope in Thailand. The 40-meter radio telescope is now under construction. And we have a lot of collaboration from the University of Manchester to help to advise on the construction of the radio telescope. And perhaps in the future, we're going to join to develop the many kind of receivers for the radio telescope.
So I'm told that the collaborative history between Thailand and the University of Manchester actually goes back a very long way. Could you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, that was in 1875, on the 6th of April 1875.
That is a long way back.
Yeah, one of the professors of the University of Manchester, Sir Arthur Schuster, was invited by King Rama V to travel to Siam. That time, the name of Thailand called Siam. So Professor Schuster went with several of his staff and brought several telescopes and brought it to Thailand in the place called Lam Chau Lai in Phetchaburi province. So that was the spectacular total solar eclipse in 1875. So he managed to get many results of the total solar eclipse, and many of the royal family in Siam joined the observation at that time. So after that total solar eclipse event, Professor Schuster, he received the medals from our king. Many years ago, I went to the Department of Physics of the University of Manchester. I happened to see these kind of medals, and I suddenly recognized that this is the medal received by Sir Arthur Schuster, presented by the King of Thailand at that time. So we have a very long collaboration. And when I was the director of NARIT many years ago, in 2006, I had the opportunity to visit the University of Manchester again, and I had the opportunity to sign the Memorandum of Understanding with the Jodrell Bank Observatory at that time, and that started the collaboration. In that time, I spent a lot of time discussing about the possibility to build the radio telescope in Thailand. And we got a lot of advice. We got many visited from many staff of the University of Manchester to Thailand and discuss about the possibility. And finally, just last year, we managed to receive the budget from the Thai government to build a 40-meter radio telescope and many more technology that we need to develop to set up our radio telescope in the future under the collaboration with the University of Manchester.
It's a collaboration that's been a long time in the making.
Yeah. And also in 2016, we signed the MOU with the Science Technology Facility Council, or SDFC. Under this collaboration, we got the support from the Newton Fund regarding the radio telescope project. So we have even more closer collaboration with the University of Manchester now for the development of the receivers for our 40-meter radio telescope. And fortunately, on 5th of July this year, Her Royal Highness Princess Mahajagri Sirinthorn will visit Jodrell Bank Observatory to see the Lowell telescope and to witness the collaboration between NARIT and the University of Manchester. So this is a great occasion for Thailand and United Kingdom for the closer collaboration on radio astronomy in the future.
Sounds like it. So where do you anticipate the collaboration going in future after this occasion that we have here this week?
Yeah.
Are you able to talk about future plans at all?
Yeah. Our radio telescope will, the working frequencies is from 300 megahertz to 115 gigahertz. So this is the wrong range of observation frequencies. So we have to develop many technology, especially the receiver technology. So I think University of Manchester, Jodrell Bank Observatory is a good place for us for cooperate in developing those receiver in several wavelength bands.
I must admit, I myself don't know much about radio astronomy. I'm not a radio astronomer myself, but it sounds like a solid plan.
Yeah. This is a big project under the collaboration between our two institutes in the future. I believe that we're going to raise up the standard of radio astronomy in Thailand in the future with the collaboration of the University of Manchester.
What astronomy do you anticipate being able to do with this new radio telescope? What sort of work are you undertaking?
After the completion of the 40-meter telescope, we have the early key signs for this. The first key science is a pulsar observation. So we're going to join with many institutes around the world for pulsar research. This is a very important object in the sky that emitted radio frequencies, and we can detect with our 40-meter radio telescope. And this will lead to the insight of the theory of general relativities in the future. So this is very important key science. And the second one is the to study of the maser and molecular lines in the interstellar cloud, which emitted radiation in radio wavelength. So we're going to study of many kind of interstellar molecules to understand what is the composition of the interstellar molecules before they form the star. And we can also study of the possibility of the finding the living organism outside the Earth. So this is very interesting topics that we're going to do. So the early science, we have two topics. One is the pulsar, and the second one is the maser and molecular line observations.
So I'm maybe pulling a little bit on my own bias here, but what about plans for optical astronomy? Because I'm aware that there's a network of sub-meter class telescopes across Thailand and across the world.
Yeah. As I already mentioned, the main optical infrastructure is the 2.4 meter Thai National Telescope. That is the first one. And under that operation of the Thai National Telescope, we have several research topics under several international collaboration with many institutes in the world, including the University of Manchester. Dr. Supachai, he got a PhD from the University of Manchester, and he studied about the exoplanet. So yes, exoplanet is one of the interesting topics of research that we are doing at NARIT. Also, apart from the Thai National Telescope, we also built several, we call the Remote Robotic Telescope Network, or the Thai Robotic Telescope Network. So now we have several 0.7 meter optical telescope in many parts of the world. The first one is at the CGIO in Chile. That's the first one we joined with the University of North Carolina in the joint observation of the gamma ray burst. So we put one 0.7 meter telescope there for the Thai Robotic Telescope Network there. And then the second one, we joined with the Yunnan Observatory in China. So we put another 0.7 meter telescope at Gaomeigu Observatory in Lijian province in China. That's our second remote control telescope. And the third one, we finally put the telescope at a place called Sierra Remote Observatory in United States, in San Francisco. So we have the third Thai robotic telescope over there. And the last one is at the place called Springbrook Observatory in Australia, close to Siding Spring Observatory. And apart from the research, we also want to support education in astronomy in Thailand and also the outreach activity in Thailand. So we set up another four regional observatories. In the regional observatory, we built small planetarium with 50 seats. We have a 0.7 meter optical telescope with many small optical telescopes to serve to the public. So we already built four public observatory or regional observatory in four sites in Thailand now. So we not only focus on the research, but we also want to promote education and outreach in astronomy in Thailand.
Wow, by the sounds of it, Thai astronomy certainly has a very bright future ahead of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fortunately, the Thai government see how important to develop the basic science in Thailand. So astronomy is one of the subjects that can inspire the young people. And they provide the knowledge in science and technology. So in my point of view, the smart people, they need two important things. The one is the inspiration or the passion, science and technology. And the second one is the knowledge. So astronomy can give both inspiration, passion in science and technology, and also the knowledge. So astronomy can help people to develop these two skills to become the good person in science technology for Thailand in the future.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for your questions. Thank you.